10 ways to relax and de-stress. Welcome to the Property Nomads podcast. There's something a little bit different here. We've talked about stress, what can lead to stress, and then how to relax as a result. A bit of a odd thing here. First, I'm pushing the boat out today, having this on Facebook as well as podcast, YouTube, and other platforms. I've been told by mentor to do these sorts of things, so happy to be able to do this. Push myself. Apologies if I sound a little bit flustered. Anyway, regardless of that, we all get stressed at some point. Sometimes our bodies realize it, sometimes our bodies don't realize it. The key thing is to be able to recognize when you're stressed. There's a multitude of ways to deal with it. These are probably my top 10 favorite ways that I would deal with stress as and when it builds up. If you're not sure how to de-stress, then think about what you enjoy doing. You might enjoy going for a walk in the park, walking the dog. You might enjoy going to watch sports of some sort. And remember that it is okay to relax and de-stress as well. There's no harm in relaxing. If you're like myself, you're always thinking about things. You're mentally on it 24 hours a day, and you might find it tough to relax. Don't worry, there are a few of us that are in the same boat as well. I do find it very, very tough to relax, but I've learned these 10 things. I do them every once in a while, and I do find that it helps to create that mental reset. That's the most important thing. As usual, these are in no particular order. What I would say is the main caveat of this is to make sure that you try and be in the moment with all of this. Number one, you can take a long walk, go get into nature, take a walk. For example, a little while ago, a couple of friends and myself walked 8 or 9 miles from Brighton to Lancing, so just further on down the coast. It was a lovely day, absolutely brilliant. It's nice to put the phone in the pocket, not worry about things too much, have a nice walk, have a laugh, forget about things, a little bit of a breeze into the face as well. You don't have to walk along the seafront. You might not live near the seafront, but you can go for various walks in the hills, in the woods, in the forests, have fun doing it. Be at one with nature is probably a good way to put it. So number one, take a long walk, get out there, get into nature and relax. Number two, you can take a warm bath. There's something that people should probably do more of if you've got a bath, of course. Nothing better than, I'm revealing all my secrets now, nothing better than a nice warm bath, get a nice glass of red, put some candles on if you really want, plop some music on in the background, have a good bit of relaxing, have a soak and let the world go by. All I would say on that is if you are looking to relax and do that, I wouldn't advise listening to heavy metal. It's not quite relaxing. For me, bit of Hans Zimmer, pop that on, Hans Zimmer Live in Prague. Absolutely fantastic. The first hour of that album is absolutely divine. Or you might just like generic classic music or whatever, or something different that helps you to relax as well. But a nice warm bath relaxes that muscles, or relaxes those muscles, I should say, and it helps you to sort of de-stress and declutter as well. At number three, ironically, because I'm recording this on various platforms at the same time, but disconnect from all tech. Now, this is probably the trickiest one of the whole lot. This is something that needs to be planned. And if you've got a team, you need to communicate this with them. So for example, what I try and do is on Sundays, try and get off my phones as much as possible, get off email, hardly look at things, detox away. Okay, yes, I might end up every once in a while watching a couple of games of football or NFL on a Sunday. So you could say that's technically tech, but I certainly won't be around and about checking social medias or doing any of that sort of stuff. Listening to the Tim Ferriss show, when he speaks to people, he's got people that will be able to go out and disconnect for days at a time, possibly weeks at a time. That is mentally quite a tough thing to do because as a business owner, you might be thinking, well, Rob, that's fine, but my business needs me. I need to be there. What if something happens? If my phone's switched off and no one can get hold of me, it's the end of the world. It's disastrous. That's not always the case. That's where you have to work on your systems and processes behind the scenes. But if you're going to take some time off and disconnect from all forms of technology, communicate that with your team. Let them know that that's going to happen. And then that way they know you've got those expectation levels set out. So that's an incredibly important thing to do. Number four is journaling. Journaling is very, very useful. I've got two journals. I've got a morning gratitude journal. Also got one for the end of the day. And the one at the end of the day helps to gather thoughts. You know, things that have gone well, things that might have not gone so well, all these different facets. As with any sort of habit, it's important to take that time to get used to it. And maybe take 5 or 10 minutes out in the morning and in the evening to do both. Maybe you don't want two journals. Fine, pick one and do it. For myself, a gratitude journal, in the morning, it's just very simple. I've got a little mantra that I say to myself, you know, I love life, I love myself. And Benjamin Franklin's early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy and wise. So I'll write that down along with what I'm grateful for. So I normally do one thing that I'm grateful for. I mean, this can be examples I've done. This could be anything, you know, grateful the fact I was born in England. You know, that's almost a privilege in itself. Grateful the fact that I've got all my senses, you know, all of that sort of stuff. Takes time. And some of it you might think might sound corny, but if you then practice what you're grateful at, you'll probably appreciate more things in life as well. And again, mentally, writing, some people find quite relaxing. So it's worth looking at doing. If you don't like the idea of a gratitude journal, fine, but maybe take some time to do an evening diary. How's your day gone? Good things, bad things, areas that you can improve on, all of that sort of stuff. It does help. Number five, do something creative. Maybe you like music. Maybe you are a video editor. Maybe you like to cook. Maybe you want to bake something. All of these sorts of things. There's numerous studies out there that show how being creative can help you take your mind off of things. And learning a new skill is something that you can do. For myself, I want to get better at cooking. So I'm certainly learning a few things here and there off of various people. Also need to get back into learning Spanish, become a bilingual. Although people say I've mastered the art of bullshit already. Hey ho. So trilingual, maybe if I put Spanish in there as well. But yeah, if you're finding that things are too tough and you're stressing out too much, try and find something creative to do. That'll put your cognitive ability into something else. Number six is to practice mindfulness. Be in the moment. It goes back to that caveat at the start of this episode. It's important to have that mindfulness and be in the moment. If you're not in the moment, you don't always appreciate what's going on, what things are happening. Focus on whatever comes into your mind. Maybe you want to close your eyes for 5 minutes. Focus on whatever comes into your mind, no matter what it is. You know, it could be thinking about your favorite sports team. It could be thinking about a water buffalo. I don't know, whatever you want to think about, no matter how mundane you think it might be, just take some time to, you know, relax yourself from there, focus on the first thing that comes into your mind. Quite a useful thing to do, and it helps you to have a very quick mental reset. It's also something that Brendan Burchard mentions in High Performance Habits as well, something very similar to what he mentions. Talking of closing your eyes, that's number seven. Actually take a bit of an elongated time to close your eyes, maybe 5 minutes or so. This will help to block out external pressures. So you're having a tough day, things aren't going quite right. Right, what can you do? Maybe remove yourself from the situation, take 5 minutes, close your eyes, then utilize it with number six, which is to focus on whatever comes in your mind and focus on that mindfulness. You'll probably find after those 5 minutes or so, the external pressures are gone. You're back in the zone, so to speak, and you can crack on with the rest of your day. Number eight, I can stare out of the windows mindlessly and aimlessly for a while. That's a bit different from closing your eyes. So if I, for the benefit of videos, if I turn to my side, I look out the window, got some really wonderful buildings to look at. It's a beautiful sunny day. There's not a cloud in the sky at all. It's absolutely delightful. If I've just worked on something that's been quite cognitively challenging, I'll just take 5 minutes and look out the window. I probably look a bit gormless if you ask the other guys in the office when they're here. I'll probably say I look a bit gormless doing it, but I find that if you're disconnecting in that way, even for a few minutes, that can help you get back in the zone, which is also quite useful. If you don't have a window to stare out of, find one and just have a look at the view and enjoy it for what it is. Number nine, stretch. Stretching is very important, very underestimated, I think. I'm not a guru of doing yoga or Pilates or anything like that, but having listened to people and read other things, stretching, very, very important thing to do. Maybe just stretching your legs, stretching your arms, you know, arms above the head, really push your body on those sorts of things. Obviously, if you go to the gym, you're probably used to, or you should be used to stretching beforehand and afterwards, and you'll know that, you know, relaxes your body, stretches out the muscles, and just helps to almost provide that essence of calm, so to speak. And lastly, imagine yourself somewhere nice, visualization. This helps to relax the mind, the brain, and it helps you to reset. This is something I actually picked up from Ray McLennan of Angel's Den, I believe it is. So he taught me this, and this is a very, very good thing to do. It's actually quite a useful thing to do before you go to sleep, actually, because it helps you to, it helps your body to relax, which means you can fall asleep much quicker, which is always useful. So maybe you're imagining your ideal home, or you're imagining your ideal holiday destination or something along those lines. What you can do is sit back and close your eyes, put yourself in that moment. You know, what is that moment? For me, it's either a mixture of being on a beach in Mexico with a nice little drink, sun's going down, it's very calm, it's very relaxing. Or sometimes it'll be the photo I've actually got on my computer background, which is me standing right next to the Il Castillo in Chichen Itza. Again, it's a perfect day. We're pretty much the only people there. I find that incredibly calm and relaxing as well. Takes me to sort of, you know, happier places, sunnier places. And that level of visualization can pretty much give you a spring in your step. Now, as mentioned at the start of the episode, there are loads and loads of other things that you can do. Maybe you've got pets and bits and bobs like that and you want to play with them. That's a great way to relax and de-stress as well. But going over my top 10, number one, 10 ways to relax and de-stress. Number one would be to take a long walk, get into nature, have some fun doing that. Number two would be to take a warm bath. Always good to have a bit of classical music in the background, maybe a glass of wine if you're that way inclined, and that will soak the muscles. Number three, disconnect from all tech. Go off grid basically for a sustained period of time. The best thing to do with that is to start small and maybe take a couple of hours, then take half a day, then take a day. If you're going to do that sort of stuff, do communicate that with your team and your people. Do set up the necessary, I think it's called a, you know, email notification or whatever it is, an out of office thing, that will really help. Number four, a journal. So you can have a gratitude journal for first thing in the morning, or you can have a journal late in the evening to reflect on the day. Just let the pen flow, write whatever comes into your mind. Don't overthink it. You'll find that really helps. Number five is to do something creative. Maybe that's learn a new language, do some cooking, do some baking, learn an instrument. Practice mindfulness, be in the moment, take time to focus on the first thing that comes into your mind, no matter how strange or daft you think that might be. Number seven, take a break by closing your eyes for 5 minutes. Close your eyes, shut off the world, that will relieve the external pressures. Number eight, stare out of the windows mindlessly and aimlessly. If you haven't got a window, find one, have a look at something nice. And again, just take 5 minutes to stare into the abyss, basically. And number nine is to stretch. Stretching first thing in the morning and before you go to bed is a very, very useful thing to do. Or if you're halfway through the day and you find your things are getting on top of yourself, you know, relieve that pressure by doing some simple stretches. And then finally, number 10, imagine yourself somewhere nice. Use some visualization. This will help to relax the mind, body, soul, give you a bit of a reset as well. So there are 10 ways to relax and de-stress. As always, Thank you for subscribing to the podcast. If you haven't already subscribed to the Property Nomads podcast, please do. Do follow us on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, various social media channels that we're on. We love hearing from you. Thank you very much for your time. Until next time, hasta luego.